Episode 588, It's Always Something.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. I pray you are coming off an extraordinary week and you are ready for a restful and enjoyable weekend. You deserve it. Today, it's always something. It's Super Sizzle Saturday, and we're going to talk about, well, things that lead in our life, our family lifestyle. I've kind of been playing around with themes and what we should do. And so since summer is now ending and it's no longer trending, oh, how sad I know it comes to an ending, but we must move on. And so we're going to continue with our Sizzle Saturday. I'm just going to tweak around. So if you want to have a say in what we're doing on Saturdays, drop me a line. You can by simply emailing me at christiane@createyournow.com. Would love to see you there and hear from you. Okay, I first, though, have to give a huge shout out to welcome into the family, Emily. Emily, I am so delighted you are part of the family. Welcome. She just recently joined in to the Women of Impact. And if you are looking for an amazing support group, these ladies are tremendously awesome, if I say so myself. I've had the opportunity to interact with them. Some of them I've known for years and others just a few months. But it's something about building relationships. And that's one thing that we take with us off of this earth when we leave is our relationships. And it's so important. So come on over to facebook.com/groups/the Women of Impact. Just request to join and we'll be sure to approve your request as soon as we can. So Emily, welcome to the family. And for those of you who are brand new, hey, we welcome you too. I'm so delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple strategy. Everyday solutions where you can simplify your life and create your now and becoming your best selfie to pursue your passion, purpose, and your presence. Woo! Boy, are we sizzling this Saturday. I feel like we are on fire. That or my tongue is moving faster than my brain or vice versa. Whatever it is, maybe I need more summertime. Wouldn't it be nice to have a longer vacation? Hands up, feet up. If we all want a longer vacation, oh yes. But I know some of you are itching to be able to send your children to school. I get that too. I like it all. It's all about living in the moment. Be present always. It's always something. No matter what or how you control the day, it's always something that changes the plans, distracts you from your goals, or derails you completely. Crash, bang, boom. How hard have you been trying to clean out and organize that closet? Wink, wink. Well, the closet that we're referring to may not literally be the closet like the linen closet that I've been wanting to clean out. I think we talked about that almost a week ago. Yeah, that linen closet still has yet to be cleaned out, just saying. So if you have, you know, spare time, come on over. I would love to have you. We could chat for a while. But what that closet represents is what you say is a priority, but never is the priority. I want to get to it. Yes, it's my on my priority list, but you keep pushing it back. You keep pushing it back and pushing it back. It's unfortunate that those priorities usually end up hurting the ones we love most. But what do we say? It's always something. It's always something. I feel like we live a life of excuses. We make up things when we constantly fall short. Now, I don't want this to be a lecture here because that's not how we work. That's not our jive here, and that's not how we thrive at Create Your Now. But it's a reminder as much for me as it is for you. I was speaking with my mom earlier, and they're actually coming up to visit my mom and my niece, and I'm so excited. We haven't seen them in a while, and I'm very close to my mom, obviously, since my dad has passed away. We're a very close family. And since we've been on vacation, we usually talk multiple times throughout the week, and we just haven't had a chance. And so it's nice just before the kids get ready to settle into school activities and everything, they're coming up for a couple days. And so we were just chatting, getting all caught up and, you know, just the generalities of life and figuring out what's happening. We've got a family wedding around the corner and it's just all those little excitement things. And as we were chatting back and forth and catching up, I heard her say the phrase, "It's always something." And for some strange reason, it caught my ear. And so we continued the conversation and, you know, we just continued to chat, whatever, exchange. And then I said it. Well, it's always something. And it caught my, you know, it was like, whoa, hello, you just said this. Your mom just said this. Why are you saying this? And so now, Mom, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. But I did kind of leave the conversation for like 15 to 30 seconds because I began to analyze, well, it's always something. What was that always something that we were referring to? And it was a phrase that we just kept saying throughout the conversation. And it didn't really make sense. I mean, it made sense of the conversation, but it wasn't explaining exactly, the relevance wasn't there. It didn't make sense. It was like that weird puzzle piece that somehow you squeeze and you make fit, but you know it really doesn't fit. It's always something. It's a way that we kind of bring in our communication and we just have these phrases and this is what we say. As we continue to use these phrases, what is happening is we are creating neurological patterns within our brain, which leads then to automated responses emotionally, spiritually, physically, psychologically. So for example, some of the automated responses could be like your feelings. So if you say, well, it's always something, that may mean like, oh gosh, I just dread this. And the feeling of heaviness is on you. Or I can't believe I didn't get it right the first time. Maybe that's what comes over you when you hear it's always something. It could be another phrase that kind of induces wet shopping. And when you hear it, it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to go get like the new pair of jeans. I got to have those because I can't not be in style, right? Or it may be referring to eating. For example, go back into your dating days. Oh, yes, I know. Just the days that we want to go into, right? Some of those days were awesome days and other days where you felt hurt and crushed. Your heart was broken. Those broken heart days, what did you do? Did you go for that pint of ice cream or maybe it was a half gallon or that root beer float, my favorite? Eating can be one of those automated responses. But all of these neurological patterns that we're setting up in our brain, we're doing that. Why? Because we're built on habits. And it's awesomely good, but it's also awesomely terrible. And it can make for a horrific life, honestly. It can tear up relationships. It can destroy marriages. It can ruin your relationships with your children. You might even lose a job over it. Opportunities may fall to the wayside and you don't get what you want. All because of words and phrases that we use. Words and phrases have power. They have power. And it's not just to the ones you say it to. You've heard the saying, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Okay, well, that's an expression that goes to somebody else. But it also applies to you. When you are making these neurological patterns within your brain, you're causing all of this. You may not know that you're feeling this consciously, but subconsciously, oh yeah, destruction, devastation. You may be drowning and you don't even know it. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's that one straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah, you know that saying. And then it all breaks loose. We may not be hearing what we're saying, but our mind and body does hear. It gets the trigger phrases, and then it releases the automated responses. Boom, boom, boom. It's like sometimes a war, and we don't even know we're at war until we're pushed beyond our own control. You could go back into a time of your life that you were pushed out of your own control. Maybe when you said something irrationally to somebody you loved, maybe you reacted crazy on the road and all of a sudden you feel your face getting really hot and the next thing you know, you're yelling at the car in front of you and thank goodness your windows are up and nobody can hear you, but all your kiddos in the background heard you. Words and phrases have power. Do you really want to live in an automated world? Do you really want to have these phrases, the words that you use over and over again, where you have created these neurological patterns just to say, okay, I'm all in. This is what I do. And I don't have to really think about it because it's going to happen. I was in City Hall a few days ago and had an appointment there. And so I was sitting in the upper floor there. I think it's three floors, older building. And you know those older big city hall buildings? You know, they have the great stonework, but they've got the tile floors. And it's also open with absolutely no form of like insulation. So everything bounces off the wall. Well, it's right after lunch. And these two people were coming from opposite sides of City Hall, down two different hallways, and they were coming in the middle where I was sitting. And I'm just kind of in like the lobby open area. No one was around. It was so quiet. I was enjoying my peace and quiet. I very rarely get it. So I was really much kind of like just engaged of just being within myself. And so the female coworker comes down the hall and she quickly says, "So how's your day going?" and asked the gentleman, and they continued on down the stairs. Now, remind you, I didn't have to really be listening in because no one was around. Nothing was absorbing the sound, and so it was bouncing off all the walls. Before she even finished her statement, "How is your day going?" by the time she hit the word "going," he had already started interjecting, "Oh, it's been a crazy day. It is so busy." And I thought, automated response. We do that. "How are you?" "I'm busy." Words, phrases have power. What does that mean when you say, "I'm busy"? Is it like a relief off of you? Think about it the next time you answer, "How are you?" and you say, "I'm busy." I do this all the time. I catch myself, whether I'm talking to friends, talking to my family, to my hubby, whether I'm even coaching a client, and we'll just be kind of going back and forth, and it's just kind of the intermix time where it's, you know, nothing's really pressing, and they're like, "So do you have big plans, whatever?" And I'm like, "Oh, no, not really. I'm busy." And then I'll catch myself going, "Why do you say that? You tell everybody else not to say I'm busy." I don't say it all the time, but every once in a while I trip myself up. Now, truly, my use of the word "busy" is I am really busy. That means I have something jam-packed almost every hour to every hour and a half. Something, my whole day is scheduled out. I can also say that my day can be productive, but it may not be scheduled out. So busy to me is truly busy. There's not much time to come up for air. I don't have much wiggle room. When you use, it's always something. Whatever your key phrase is, those words that you connect together, how does that make you feel? Do you want to be living in that automated world? Do you want to be just kind of naturally responding to it and not really feeling like you're in control? Because guess what? You're not in control. And you wonder why we go crazy sometimes. And yeah, quite frankly, moms, we do. We have a lot on our plate. Between juggling the household, juggling the kids, juggling the hubby. Then we have to deal with the finances, the spirituality of life. Then you put in there, "Oh, wait." But then there's things like, "Oh, I've got to volunteer and I've got to take care of the community and I've got to help my best friends." And then we have the church. It's layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. Do you want to really live in your world or be a part of your world? Do you want to be a participant or do you want to sit on the sidelines? Do you want to be in the game or do you want to be on the bench? Well, I think you know that answer. And I think you would say, "I want to be in the game. I want to impact." So what do you do so you don't find yourself, "It's always something. It's always something"? Here's your kiss. Listen to you. Words have power. And I truly mean listen to you. Number one, pay attention to the words and phrases. We just chat. When I'm talking to you and recording on these episodes, it's kind of funny. I really need to do a behind the scenes. I did it a few months back. Wait, well, maybe it's been almost like 6 or 8 months back. It's been a while. When Periscope first launched, and it was kind of like the big thing. And I thought, well, this would be fun. Let's just do a little bit of a live shot here. And I did that. I'm sure I did that. I vaguely remember that anyway. I could probably find the video. But we'll do maybe a Facebook Live of that at some point, or I can do a recording and post it for you all. It's neat to see the behind the scenes on how this works. And it's really just me and a microphone and my computer. It's real exciting. And my notes, I do have my notes. But you see, what I don't have are those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times it took me to say, "Happy day, ladies," and my first initial introduction. My children tease me about it all the time. You know why? Because they know how important it is for me to greet you with a certain tone, with certain love, a certain feeling. I want you to be here with me right now. I want to be able to see you and touch you. I want you to know that you're here. And sometimes when I record it, it just doesn't sound right at all. And I have to hit delete and re-record, delete, re-record. And I go through that multiple times. Now, sometimes I get it spot on, but I'm not perfect. So there's many times that I have multiple takes on just that very beginning. Words and phrases have power. What you say, not just to your children, not just to your hubby, but what you are hearing internally. You may be destroying yourself, causing self-destruction without even realizing it. That's horrible. That tears me up inside. I can tell you, I was doing that at one point in my life. I didn't love that woman I saw in that mirror. And I would say things that was kind of like flip it. And just kind of, I was kind of trying to be sarcastic. But in real honesty, it was honestly the truth. And there was no sarcasm behind it. Have you ever talked to some of those people? Usually those are the ones that are you're closest to. Because when we speak to our friends, we actually treat our friends usually better than we treat our own family members. It's sad that way, but we do. We go out in our masquerade ball and we put on our mask and we pretend everything's great and perfect. We go to church once, twice, three times a week and everything's perfect. Nothing's wrong. Words and phrases have power. I don't want you self-destructing. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So pay attention to the words and phrases that you are using. Number two, learn your like phrases. And what I mean by like phrases is this. Way back when, oh my goodness, I'm really dating myself here. But the word actually like used to be like this. Oh, you know, like we're going to go like catch the train and like then we'll go grab some soda and like it'll be really cool. Like, you know what I'm talking about. And if any of you speak that way, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying that when you're in Hawaii, they definitely don't speak that way. And at that time I was living there in Hawaii. And so I remember sitting around in the band room having conversations with my teenage friends because we were in high school going, we don't ever want to talk like that, like really, like. And yes, we made kind of it silly, but you need to learn your like phrases. What do you tend to go to? It's always something. What is it? What are those phrases for you? Learn your like phrases. Number three, ask yourself, is it benefit versus damage? Are your words or phrases that you're using, these are ones that you use all the time, over and over again. It's kind of like your theme. Think about your theme words, your theme phrases that you say. You're probably not just saying them, but you've heard them what? From your mom or your dad, generations before you. Yes, you get what I mean. So are these words or phrases benefiting you, meaning they're good, they're an asset to you, or are they bringing upon damage? Are they negative? Are they an excuse? Are they hurtful? And hurtful not just to the ones who hear it, but also to you. Remember, sarcasm may be hidden truth. Ooh, chew on that one for a while. We need to write that one down. That should be an episode in itself. And number four, make adjustments. How do you get out of all of this? How do you begin to do it? You make adjustments. And the way I like to say it is say it like you see it. No beating around the bush. Say it like you see it. Let me give you an example. This is the beginning of the school year. And with the beginning of the school year, we have what? School expenses, school supplies, new shoes, uniforms, new clothes. I mean, you name it. There's so many fees involved in starting school. It's crazy. Even if you're a homeschooler. I can remember, oh my goodness, whenever we would start with our new curriculum, I would be like, okay, click buy now. And I just see the cart number and how much it was. You know, I would just kind of, my heart would go to my tummy or almost to my toes because it was so expensive. They're fees that, yes, you know you're going to have, but it still hurts a little bit in your budget because it's not a monthly thing every single month. You know it's there, but you really don't know it's there because you don't have to have it there all the time. So with these fees during school, yeah, there you're going to have expenses. But what happens when your car breaks down? It's always something. See what I mean by that? It's always something. So you're having this conversation. Oh, you won't believe how much money we spent on shoes and with all school supplies. Man, we're up to $398. And can you believe that my car broke down? It's always something. Make adjustments. Instead of saying it's always something, say, I may not be where I want to be financially this month because of school expenses, and now our car's broken down, but for some reason, I know God's going to provide. I didn't use it's always something, did I? No. Say it like you see it. Don't beat around the bush. When you do that, what you're doing is allowing yourself to become vulnerable. You're going deeper. Some people are like, what does it mean to be vulnerable? That's another episode we need to do. Oh, I'm getting all these episode ideas. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. What does it mean to be vulnerable? That means you're not just living on the surface. You're not just going through the motions. You're showing your what? Your true, real, raw, authentic self. And it's not always something. Because you're incredible. You aren't just going through the motions. You are becoming your best selfie. You are becoming the woman that God created you to be. Don't settle for it's always something, because you were created for so much more. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.